Time to get into the day's top business news, starting with the outcomes of the latest Monetary Policy Committee meeting. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyogo announced earlier that the MPC has again decided to leave the repo rate unchanged at 6.75% and the lending rate at 10.25%.
The MPC assesses the risks to the growth outlook to be on the downside. In light of the degree of uncertainty prevailing in the economy and the balance of risks, the MPC has decided that it would be prudent to maintain the current stance of monetary policy at this stage. Accordingly, the repurchase rate remains unchanged.
Kganyogo continued to highlight concerns over current economic conditions.
Although inflation is expected to remain within target range over the forecast period, the risks to the outlook are assessed to be on the upside at a time when imminent key event risks contribute to an environment of particularly elevated uncertainty. Both consumer and business confidence remain low and are also likely to be affected by political developments. Employment prospects remain unfavorable.
He further made mention of the effects of political uncertainty ahead of the governing ANC's elective conference next month.
The lead up to the ANC National Elective Conference and its uncertain outcome is also likely to continue to weigh on the currency.
The governor also cited concerns over further rating downgrades on the eve of the latest assessments by rating agencies Moody's as well as S&P.
Since the previous meeting of the MPC, deterioration in the fiscal stance has increased the risk of a sovereign ratings downgrade of domestic currency bonds to sub-investment grade. As noted, this could precipitate a significant sell-off of domestic government bonds by non-residents with implications for the exchange rate and long-term bond yields. Should this occur, there is the possibility of a short-term overreaction and a possible partial recovery later on.
Chief Economist at Nedbank, Dennis Dykes, joins us now on the line. Good evening, Dennis.
Evening.
This was largely expected. Talk us through what informed this particular decision.
Well, I mean, clearly since the last MPC meeting, there have been some deterioration in the inflation outlook. We've seen the exchange rate come under pressure. We've seen the oil price go up. And, of course, we've also had the medium-term budget policy statement, which was overall fairly negative in its projections of really no improvement in the deficit before borrowing and the big rise in government debt. So I think the markets pretty much were expecting that they would hold firm at this particular meeting. I think what has changed, though, is that they've become pretty much more hawkish over the medium term. You know, this quarterly projection model is now talking about three increases of 25 basis points through to the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. So in other words, really rooting out any sort of easing policy. And you know, that's a big change from the previous meeting.
So in the near future, we don't see any rate cuts, but going further into the rest of 2018 and 2019, is there still hope for rate cuts in South Africa?
Look, I think it very much depends on the factors that the governor outlined, and that is what's going to happen at the ANC's elective conference. Are we going to actually see the same sort of euphoria coming over Zimbabwe? You're in South Africa. In other words, will there be a changed policy and political environment during 2018? If that's the case and the rand pulls back strongly, and that's not out of the question, we've seen it happen in the past. You know,
yes.
If we pull back to, say, 12, 1150, somewhere that sort of area where probably the rand would have been had we not been through the last 2 years of turmoil, then it's a completely different sort of outlook. Then the neutral interest rate would come down, and basically we'd be looking at the potential for some cuts. But, you know, a lot depends on that, and then clearly a lot depends on things like the electricity price,
yes.
what's going to happen there. A lot depends on what happens to international oil prices, food prices. All those sort of things have a very material impact on the inflation outlook, and they can change very quickly.
Having spoken of the oil price as well as the exchange rate, the governor also indicated that December we won't be really getting much of relief in terms of the petrol price as we are expecting an increase. What's to be said about that? Are we expected to see the cycle continue going forward as it has been a repetitive trend recently in South Africa?
Yeah, look, I mean, as I said a bit earlier on, since the last MPC meeting, what we've seen is the rand weakening quite materially, and we've also seen at the same time international oil prices going above $60 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just more recently, we started to see that creep back. So I would expect there would be some softening in oil prices in the first half of next year. And if the rand, you know, does pull back after all this uncertainty is over, then, you know, we could even see petrol price decreases in the early part of next year. So there's no doubt that, you know, that the whole outlook could change, provided we have some favorable developments locally.
What's to be said then about the continued issues around slow growth in South Africa as we approach a new year? That trend is likely to continue going forward, as indicated by the governor?
Well, yeah. Look, I mean, this economy, despite what they say about the output gap in the MPC papers, you know, this economy really should be growing at 2.5% under current international conditions. We've got an unemployment rate of 27%. You know, you can't really talk about a capacity-constrained economy under that sort of environment. So what we really have is a political constraint at the moment.
Yeah.
Under these circumstances, no one really wants to invest. No one really wants to create jobs. And people are continually fearful of what might happen into the future. So we really do need to have some political resolution so that investors can get their minds around a new and hopefully improved environment.
The political space is quite interesting, especially this year in South Africa, but we see it mostly filtering into business and the economic space. And recently seeing a Reserve Bank governor speaking out about political uncertainty, which is uncommon, which is something that we are not used to until very recently in South Africa. What do you make of the governor's tone, especially on that particular matter?
Yeah, look, I think he's just reflecting reality. I mean, there's no question about it. As I said, under these circumstances, normally with commodity prices having moved up, with our trading partners growing at much quicker growth rates, you know, you would normally at this point have expected confidence, business confidence to be rising, consumer confidence to be rising, the rand to be firming, and interest rates to be dropping, you know, the early part of an upcycle. And instead, we've got a much weaker rand than we would otherwise have had. And at the same time, inflation's higher than you would have expected and interest rates are higher. So there's no doubt that is really putting a very bad cloud over the economy. But the good news is, you know, if there is some resolution, then, you know, I think things could improve. So I don't think the governor's being political. He's just stating the obvious there.
The facts. Speaking of rating agencies and monetary policy, how will these developments from today from the Reserve Bank be received by rating agencies who are expected to give us their latest outcomes, particularly Moody's and S&P tomorrow?
Yes. The rating agencies for tomorrow's decision would already have made their decision about a week ago. So it was not going to have immediate impact. But I think there's no doubt that the Reserve Bank is a respected institution by the rating agencies, by investors. And, it does present an element of stability in what is otherwise quite a turbulent sort of sea. So I think they'll always view the Reserve Bank's considered decisions very, very favorably. So, and it definitely has helped our rating in the past. It's interesting to see. I think Fitch has just come out with
I'm actually seeing that now on social media, which is quite interesting. We are expecting this to come in tomorrow, but hey, it's coming in now.
No, well, Moody's and S&P were scheduled for tomorrow, but Fitch wanted to upstage them to some degree, but they've kept things unchanged. But clearly, they are already rating us in sub-investment grade. So, but nevertheless, it is interesting. They're also talking about, you know, possibly change coming after the elective conference and things starting to actually improve.
Interesting developments. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your input. Chief Economist at Nedbank, Dennis Dykes, talking us through the latest outcomes of the Reserve Bank Monetary Policy Committee meeting.